This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News. County commissioners tonight will consider an ordinance restricting new vape and tobacco stores in the county. The board will also hear a presentation on pretrial release programs being considered by the Sheriff's Office. The program will allow 24-hour monitoring of prisoners at a cost of $4.99 a day, as opposed to housing them at the detention center at $70 per day. Late Waccamaw tomorrow night will consider a new set of guidelines that will define and allow inns with 10 or fewer rooms in the town. The ordinance came about after Lynn Hennett was designed a zoning permit to renovate 10 rooms at the Late Waccamaw Campground and Marina. The ordinance will also address accessory living quarters at the marina and hotel-motel districts. A dispute involving 10 people resulted in gunfire Sunday near Tabor City. Deputies were called to Clyde Norris Road after someone allegedly fired shots at a vehicle. The fight began on Shug Norris Road, where a suspect fired shots at Norvana Skeeter's vehicle. Jolene Johnson was charged with resisting an officer. More charges are pending. Corey Robert Heckler of Bladenboro has been arrested on charges of felony statutory rape of a child. The Bladen Sheriff's Office said Heckler was arrested after a parent of a juvenile found inappropriate material on the child's phone. He contacted detectives and an investigation began. Heckler is being held under $250,000 secured bond. Sheriff Jim McVicker said more charges are pending in the case. No major changes came about after Friday's canvass of votes in Columbus County, but a closely watched state race is down to 24 ballots out of almost 6 million. Incumbent Democrat Supreme Court Justice Allison Riggs currently leads Republican Jefferson Griffin by 24 votes. Each candidate received almost exactly half of the 5.7 million votes that were cast on Election Day. A recount in the Riggs-Griffin Supreme Court battle remains a strong possibility. North Carolina law permits recounts when the difference in a statewide race is fewer than 10,000 votes or less than 0.5% of the total votes cast. Irregularities in ballot counts and security have been reported in Wilson, New Hanover, Mecklenburg, and Wake counties. Tonight is the first ever Old Dock Elementary School Festival of Trees, starting at 6 p.m. You can still head down there and have a good time. Admission is $2 for adults, but kids get in free. There'll be a silent auction, concessions, and Santa Claus. Trees, wreaths, and other decor will be available for purchase. Proceeds benefit the Old Dock Elementary School Parent-Teacher Organization. Wyville Police is sponsoring a blood drive at Violin Station Friday. Call 910-642-5111 for more information. Saturday is the free Thanksgiving community dinner in Murph's Palm parking lot on Madison Street in Wyville. Transformation Church and Welcome PFWB are hosting the annual tradition. Everyone is welcome. Serving starts at 11:30 a.m. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department has a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday through the month of November, starting at 7 p.m. Food is available nightly. Transformation Church is hosting their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available. Cost is $5 a shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. The Veterans Memorial Park is going to host a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th, starting at 7 p.m. The shoots will be held through December 23rd at the park. Remember to let us know when and where you're hosting a turkey shoot so we can get it on our schedule. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.